This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged to increase British military funding by £5 billion or $6 billion U.S. dollars over the next 2 years in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the challenge posed by China. In an interview, Sunak says it's important Russia stays isolated.
The strong message I'd say to the international community is we're going to continue to isolate Russia because what they're doing is illegal, it's wrong, and provide support to Ukraine quickly because with that they can really make a breakthrough in this war and bring this conflict to an end.
Courtesy NBC's Nightly News, the extra money will be used in part to replenish Britain's ammunition stocks depleted from supplying Ukraine in its defense against Russia. Russia's industry ministry said on Monday it was expanding its list of brands that can be imported without the trademark owner's permission to include goods from companies such as IKEA and American toy manufacturers Hasbro and Mattel. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Moscow has pushed a so-called parallel imports scheme. It aims to help Russian consumers keep access to a variety of foreign products. That as Moscow faced tough sanctions imposed by the West after Russia invaded Ukraine. Scores of brands pulled out of the country after the invasion. The parallel import scheme lets Russian companies source goods from any company outside Russia as long as they are bought legally. Parallel import mechanisms have been expanded over the past year. It means many goods of top brands that left Russia are still available in the market.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is allowing thousands of Ukrainians who fled their homeland when Russia invaded a year ago to stay in the United States longer. This is VOA News. Government authorities in Mozambique and Malawi report an unrelenting Cyclone Freddy, currently battering southern Africa, has killed at least 56 people in the two Southeast African nations since it struck the continent for a second time late Saturday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The chief executive officer of Malawi's commercial hub, the city of Blantyre, told the Associated Press Monday at least 39 people in the city have died, with several others missing or injured. Authorities in Mozambique reported 5 people were killed in the country since Saturday. The cyclone lashed over Mozambique and Malawi over the weekend and into Monday. It's the second time the record-breaking cyclone, which has been causing destruction in southern Africa since late February, has made landfall in mainland Africa. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, have called on Nigerian authorities to end sectarian attacks that left at least 35 people dead in northern areas over the weekend. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
In a statement Sunday, the group urged authorities to, quote, immediately and decisively end incessant attacks by gunmen on communities in southern Kaduna. Armed men on Saturday night killed 15 people, most of them women and children. In a separate attack on Saturday, gunmen killed 20 people in northwest Katsina State, according to police. As outgoing President Muhammadu Buhari's 8-year tenure comes to an end, many hope his successor can do something to rein in on the chronic violence and insecurity. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Two large U.S. banks that cater to the tech industry have collapsed after a bank run, and government agencies are taking emergency measures to backstop the financial system. President Joe Biden on Monday reassured Americans the money they have in banks is safe. There are similarities to the start of the financial meltdown that began with the bursting of the housing bubble 15 years ago. Over the past 3 days, the U.S. has seized 2 banks after a run on Silicon Valley Bank. A New York jury says it cannot reach a unanimous decision on whether to sentence to death an Islamic extremist who killed 8 people using a speeding truck on a popular New York City bike path. Jurors told a federal judge Monday they were unable to agree on whether Saifullah Saipov of Uzbekistan should live or die for the October 2017 attack. A unanimous verdict is required for the death sentence. He was convicted of killing 5 Argentine tourists, 2 Americans, and a Belgian woman in the attack inspired by Islamic State group propaganda. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.